Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, as we typically do on Tuesday mornings. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. This team has to be driving you nuts with the penalties and mistakes and, you know, red zone issues and that sort of thing. You know, and Bobby, the penalties are something that, you know, over the tenure that you guys have been here has really not been a problem. It's been one of the most disciplined programs in the conference.
Well, we have, and we take a lot of pride in it. And, you know, we try to not to hurt ourselves, and that's why we've been able to make progress in with our program. And we've sort of taken a step backwards, a big step backwards there in that part of our game.
Explain, you got into this a little bit in the press conference yesterday. Explain the offensive pass interference call on what looked like was going to be a touchdown.
Well, I was just giving my opinion and the way I looked at it. We had two receivers on the left, and Udomuma and Alex Washington, and they were set fairly close together. And Udom's on the outside, and he comes inside and curls up, and Alex goes outside of him to the corner of the end zone. Well, the defensive back for Army pushes Udom and pushes him right into the Army's other defender. You know, Udom didn't move. You know, Udom was pushed into him about 2 yards, and they say we were picking the inside defensive back. So, in my opinion, it was a horrible call, but, you know, my opinion is worth about negative 2 cents right now.
Yeah, on the other hand, it kind of, you know, it cost you a touchdown in a key spot in the game. You know, it made it tough. But you had to feel like at least for a time there in the fourth quarter down the stretch, the offense was starting to find some rhythm. I thought Larry made some really nice throws, and on the other end, guys made some plays for him.
We did. You know, Larry can throw the football, there's no doubt about it. We just got to protect him better and be more consistent with our wide receivers, who are all young guys right now and guys who are untested. So, but we're 6 games in there. You know, for the season, we ought to be better at that situation at wide receiver. So, you know, if we give Larry the time and, you know, get in the right spot, he can hit him.
Bobby, talk exactly, you know, how frustrating it had to be, especially with Warren Norman, who scored on one long run and really could have had 3.
Well, he could have. You know, Warren, you know, had a long run, and we were holding. It was definitely holding. But we didn't need to. That was the bad thing. We had him blocked, and Warren was just about by this guy, and we reached out and took a little jersey right there at the last. Really didn't need to do that. And then Warren in overtime, you know, made a great run. You know, broke a couple tackles, headed to the end zone, and he was being dragged down, and another guy hit his arm, and he fumbled, and it went out of the end zone, and that's a touchback, and that cost us our opportunity to score in overtime.
We're talking to Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson, and now you face a Georgia team that, as they like to say, has to be in ill humor after what happened to it at Tennessee last week.
Well, they can't be any more ill than we are. I can't tell you that if we want to match ill humors. But, you know, they had a rough game at Tennessee, and Tennessee did a great job of executing against Georgia. And, you know, I'm sure Georgia is going to, you know, try to clean up a lot of stuff that happened to them in that game. And they'll have a great attitude when they come to Nashville, no doubt about it. And Tennessee didn't do us any favors.
There's talk about how a game against Georgia in particular, and there was talk about this with the Tennessee-Georgia game last week, about how it can help recruiting, you know, if your program beats them and that sort of thing, you know, in that state where you guys, you know, pull a lot of players out of Georgia as well. Do you see, like, the game in particular having an impact on how recruits can look at a school?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And especially ones you're battling for for us, it's be a big message to recruits in Georgia that you can come to Vanderbilt, and you know, if we beat them, that you can come to Vanderbilt and get a great education and compete successfully with some of the best teams in the country. So, I don't really know if it's a deal breaker when it comes to signing a guy or not, but it sure helps.
You know, when you talk about getting players out of that state, does a lot of that go back to relationships that you guys have developed, you know, with high school coaches and folks going back to Furman and maybe even beyond that?
It does. But, you know, a lot of those coaches have come and gone, and, you know, we're trying to build new relationships now. And our guys just work it hard. Ted Kane's been down there for a long, long time. And, you know, we've had other coaches recruit the Georgia areas for us, and there are a lot of players down there. That's the main thing. Their high school football system is really good. They take it seriously, and there are a lot of good students, especially in the suburban Atlanta area. There are a lot of good students.
Bobby, if you look at Georgia, their quarterback Cox and getting the ball to A.J. Green on the outside, is he looking to him almost every time when you watch tape? Is there certain things you're going to have to roll up a corner, get a safety over the top for this kid?
Well, you see a lot of people do that, and, you know, I think Joe Cox has done a pretty good job of going elsewhere. And, you know, they got some other good receivers, and they've also got the running game that they've been able to do forever, and I think they're getting better and better at that, and I think they put pressure on you to get in there and try to stop the run, and then that leaves you a little bit of one-on-one coverage with J.J. Green, and that's not a good thing. he is really a great talent. I think he's one of the best players in the conference, and, you know, he's just a big playmaker for him.
What about what about Cox though? You know, he has been up and down this year, and I know you were just talking about him, but you know, one of the other things they haven't seemed to have been able to achieve is balance on offense. But he has shown flashes to where he can be dangerous, can he?
He has. He's had some really good games, and, you know, again, you know, people test him. You try to take away the run, and you go man on man with A.J. Green. He's been able to hit him, and he's also, you know, against Arkansas, I mean, they were just killing him with the tight end up the middle, and he was just, you know, as accurate as anybody I've seen hitting that ball up the middle. So there are no easy answers. You just say, well, you know, we'll take away A.J. Green, but, you know, that's harder to do than say. And, you know, when you do that, you leave yourself vulnerable either for the run or somebody else catching the ball.
Is it nice to prepare for a team that's more conventional, I guess, Bobby, that maybe you're just used to now with all the spread offenses and the different kind of wrinkles that different teams put in? But this is as pro-style an offense as you can get.
Well, it's pro-style, but, you know, it's been, you know, people use that offense over the years because it's a great one. They, you know, they put pressure on your run game, and they have play action pass, and then they have the capability of going three or four wide outs and spreading you out too. So, you know, when they got it going with the run game and just say, hey, you can't stop us, you know, they control the ball almost as well as a wishbone team. So it is a little more familiar, but it's not any more fun.
Bobby, what about their special teams? They blocked a punt last week at Tennessee for a safety. They've returned kicks, punts and kickoffs for touchdowns, and they've got a pretty good place kicker. So, you know, what about that area?
Well, I think we've been doing better the last two or three weeks with our special teams, but we'll certainly be challenged with Georgia. Boykin, I think, has returned two kickoffs in the last 2 weeks. Butler, I think, is a leading punter in the country,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you got that kind of weapon and you can play pretty good defense, you know, you got to be good on special teams to negate that.
Bobby, we saw the Miami Dolphins be very successful running that Wildcat formation last night. Not everybody in the NFL can run it that well, and then, you know, varying degrees of success in college football. You've tried that some with your running backs this season. What kind of success do you think you've had, and what are some keys to kind of blocking that upright, you know, and getting the back to make the correct read and decision?
Well, you know, the thing for us, I think we we helped it a little bit last week when we put Zach Stacy and Warren Norman in the game at the same time and ran the Wildcat. That put a little bit more pressure on the defense when the fake comes around. We had been using a wide receiver and really hadn't handed the ball off. But last week we handed it off to Zach, and he got some good yardage on the quick sweep or the speed sweep. And then we were able to fake that and have Zach run a counter play to the other side or his own play to the same side. And that puts a whole lot more pressure on the defense when you have a viable option to hand off. And then they still got to play the Wildcat guy back there. So hopefully we've improved that a little bit.